and endurance. Trials are not the smallest blessings that come to us. They are designed to nerve us to determination to succeed. Instead of allowing them to hinder, oppress, and destroy us, we are to use them as God's means of enabling us to gain victory over self. If we're going to develop patience, then we are going to have to be confronted with trials. And it's in this struggle with these trials that we get victory over self. And in the story, in the context of Gideon, what is victory over self? It's tearing down the altar of Baal in our life. When self is crucified, the altar of Baal is removed from our life. This is in the context of the story of Gideon. And in order for that altar to be removed, we have to be in an environment where we're confronted with trials, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we develop patience as we overcome those trials. Signs of the Times, July 26, 1905. The gospel of Christ is truly believed only when it is practiced. Faith is justified by works. Self must be hid. Christ must appear as the chiefest among 10,000, the one altogether lovely. When an unreserved surrender of the powers of the whole being is made to the Savior, self no longer strives for the mastery. What man needs today is the crucifixion of self and the revelation in his life of Christ, the hope of glory. Then will be fulfilled the words, "Ye are the light of the world." Signs of the Times, July 26, 1905. The gospel is only believed when it's practiced. But if it is practiced, self is hid. Here's one of the themes of Gideon. Gideon was hid. Christ's people must be hidden. And if it's hid, it's no longer, self is no longer striving for the mastery. The altar of Baal has been removed. And what Sister White says that we need today is this crucifixion of self and the revelation of Christ in our life. Gideon had a revelation of Christ in his life. His altar of Baal had been removed. And then he was the light that brought down the armies of Midian. This whole passage here is full of themes that are come right out of the story of Gideon. And it's the struggle with self that is this theme of the struggle with self that is wrapped up in the understanding of worshiping Baal, which is part of the story of Gideon. Reviewing Herald, May 19th, 1896. Little annoyances and trials borne with patience will fit the soul for the endurance of greater trials and more severe tests, but proportionate grace will be given for every trial that shall come upon us.